Now, our producer, Mr. DeMille.
Act two of The Moon's Our Home, starring James Stewart as Anthony Amberton and Carol Lombard as Cherry Chester.
Cherry Chester Mystery! Nationwide search for movie stars! Cherry Chester disappears!
Like the snows of yesterday, Cherry Chester has vanished into the snows of the present. For the snow is 6 feet deep in Moon Socket, New Hampshire. In an old-fashioned sleigh, she jingles merrily toward the Simpson home, her eyes sparkling with adventure. The driver of the sleigh, Mr. Simpson, is a fund of information.
That's the old Red Fern farm over there. Nellie's having her fourth baby. Big house, though. Plenty of room.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Say, we've got another city boarder out to the place.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, queer sort of cuss, too. Mighty queer.
Well, is the queer cuss, is he a young man?
Well, I wouldn't be saying he was young, and I wouldn't be saying he was old. But judging by appearances, I'd say he was around 30.
Wow, that's fine.
On the other hand, appearances can be deceiving. Now, take you, miss. I didn't quite catch the name.
Brown.
Brown. His name is Smith.
Well, what's so funny?
Nothing much.
Yes, Anne.
I wonder if you have a room for me for a few days.
You didn't write for accommodations.
No, I didn't. But a friend of mine told me about your place, and I needed a rest, so I just came.
I guess we can put you up.
Oh, thank you.
Where does this grip go?
Upstairs, silly. That's my husband.
Yes, we've already met. Oh, it's lovely here. So peaceful. Oh, tell me, is there a young man named Mr. Smith staying here?
Smith? Why didn't you say so?
Say what?
That you were Mr. Smith's cousin he was expecting.
He was expecting?
Yes. He said you'd come. He didn't tell me your name.
Brown. Sarah Brown.
You are his cousin, aren't you?
Why, yes, that is distantly. You see, we haven't seen each other for years. I ran into him the other day.
I see. Well, he's out tobogganing. You can probably find him at the top of the hill.
Thank you. Expecting you. Oh, I shouldn't have come. He's too sure of himself.
Hello, you.
Oh, hello, mister.
Well, I got here last night. What took you so long?
Now, just a minute.
Well, never mind. I'm glad you came anyway. Are you?
I'm not so sure. And by the way, Cousin Smith, how are the rest of the family?
Oh, splendid. Of course, little Archie fell in the cistern last week.
No.
Oh, yes. Oh. Very sad.
Well, there's so many at home, they'll never miss him.
Yes. Well, how'd you like to take a ride in my toboggan?
Oh, is it safe?
Well, sure. Can't run out of gas.
All right.
Sit down.
Wait, is your name really Smith?
Oh, yes. But it isn't the name by which most people know me. I don't want to tell you my other name. It's sort of spoil things.
And what makes you think there's anything to spoil?
Well, you make me think so.
Oh, I do, huh?
Yeah, sit down.
Where?
Well, back seat. That's where women belong. Now, put your arms around me.
I will not.
All right, if you think you can hang on, let's go. Now, watch yourself now. I told you, better put your arms around me.
All right.
All right, there, that's much better.
Think you're smart, don't you?
Why, you frightened?
Of course not.
You like it?
Oh, I love it.
But get steeper down here. Don't let go now. Wow.
Oh, it was grand.
You were frightened, though.
Huh? Oh, just a little at first.
Well, you'll never be frightened with me. We'll travel rougher roads and turn narrower corners.
Will we? Say, you're pretty sure of yourself, aren't you?
You know, you're lovely. Yeah, I told you in the carriage that you could be, you know?
Oh, I hate you.
Good. There's nothing more helpful to romance than a little hate. Now, just tell me one thing. Is your name really Brown?
Yes, it is. But it's not the name by which most people know me. I shan't tell you my other name. It would spoil things.
Ah, do you see that moon up there? That's where we belong, you and I. Alone on the moon, where nobody could ever bother us. Yeah, that's our home up there.
Do you always go without a hat?
Huh? Why?
Well, I've heard of sunstroke. There's probably a moonstroke, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, probably. Well, going without a hat's good for the hair.
Yeah, I had a friend of my on my father's side who always went without a hat. He was bald.
Yeah, he probably didn't have any hair to start with. You know, you should never comb yours.
Why?
Well, I sort of like it that way.
I think you're crazy.
Well, I am, completely.
Well, it certainly is a glorious night, isn't it?
glorious, and what's more, there's nothing phony about it. No camouflage. All this could be paradise for the right sort of people.
Tell me more about your idea of paradise.
Well, for one thing, not being hedged in by a lot of crazy conventions is for me. I just discard them.
You sound like a heathen.
Oh, no, nothing like that. It's just that I don't burden myself with a lot of illusions as to right and wrong. I don't believe in marriage.
Well, what's the matter with marriage?
Well, everything. In the first place, it's unimportant.
Well, your father and mother didn't think so. Or did they?
It's old-fashioned, outdated.
It would only take one woman to make you change your mind.
No. Marriage is the monkey wrench women throw into the machinery of love. Now, without it, there'd be no past to bother you, no future to worry about, nothing but the present.
Interesting, but strangely familiar. I must have read it somewhere.
Oh, read it where?
I don't remember. Say, aren't we going too fast?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we are. Hey, easy, Nellie. Hey, whoa, Nellie.
Well, pull on the reins.
Well, what do you think I'm doing? Oh. I'm pulling on... Whoa, Nellie.
Oh.
You see? Feminine instinct all over willful, headstrong. Well, I can't stop her. You got any ideas
on
this?
Well, you might try flattery.
Flattery, that's not my idea. Nice, Nellie. Sweet, Nellie.
Hey, look,
whoa.
Up
whoa, now hang on tight. Stop, Nellie. Lovely Nellie.
Oh, look out!
Hey, where are you?
Here in the snow. Help me out.
Well, are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right. That was nice driving, mister. What happens now?
Simple. We'll both walk home from a sleigh ride. Oh, you think she'll catch cold, Miss Simpson?
Can't tell, but I send her up to bed. You'll put this stone at her feet. Ought to be hot enough now.
Well, here, let me take it up to her.
Careful, don't burn your hands.
No, I won't. Thanks very much. Oh, Sarah. Sarah, you awake?
Who's there?
Well, it's me. Let me in.
Let you in? Let you... Get away from that door.
Why? What are you talking about? Listen.
Get away, do you hear me? Maybe you don't believe in a lot of crazy conventions, but I do. Now get away from that door before I scream. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, why didn't you let me in last night?
Did you expect me to?
Well, I certainly did.
Oh, you did, of all the nerves.
Don't see anything to get so hysterical about.
Not only are you a thief, but
I... Oh, so you're going to bring that up again. Oh, God bless you.
Excuse me.
You still think I'm a shoplifter? Oh, what's the use?
Exactly, what's the use? I don't blame you, I blame myself. You did what any ordinary man would do. I followed you here like a naive schoolgirl. I wanted to find out what kind of a man you were. Well, I found out.
Are you trying to tell me that you think that last
night... I'm not trying to tell you anything.
Oh, so you're putting me in a tough spot, huh? Well, just get this straight now. If you've got any funny ideas about my interest in you, just forget them. Your type of woman bored me. Give me the simple, primitive woman, the woman of long silences. You're not even good looking. You've got freckles. Your face is covered with them. You've got red hair, and I hate red hair. You've got green eyes, cat eyes, and you're stubborn and bad-tempered. And what's more, you're ungrateful.
Oh... He loves
me. That's your move.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, you could have taken my cane.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Hey, you're very strange tonight. What's the matter?
Thinking.
What about?
Things, many things. Of shoes and ships and sealing wax. Cabbages and kings.
And why the sea is boiling hot and whether pigs have wings. Yeah. Now you're different tonight. Warm and human. Somehow all woman.
A doubtful compliment.
But well meant.
Oh, it's been heavenly here. But I'm leaving tomorrow.
Oh, leaving? No, you can't.
Why not?
Well, I have plans, and strangely enough, they all concern you.
For instance?
Well, for instance, I'm going to teach you to ski tomorrow.
You'll have to find another pupil.
Well, now, wait. What makes you so determined?
Something I'd almost forgotten.
Oh, listen. That man you told me about in the carriage that day, is he the reason?
Maybe.
Oh, well, I feel better. Now that's all settled. You aren't going to marry him, you're going to marry me.
Well, is that a proposal or a threat?
No, it's just a statement.
Well, it's quite impossible.
Why?
Well, for one thing, I don't believe in marriage.
You don't? Well, now, who's been putting those half-baked ideas into your head? Marriage may not be perfect, but it's the only solution for the average woman.
I am not an average woman.
What makes you think so?
Would you have fallen in love with an average woman?
No, I wouldn't. But would you have fallen in love with an average man?
Well, what makes you think I have? Well, no. No, of course not.
Well, there you are. The only thing left for us to do is get married.
I don't even know your name.
Sam Smith.
Sam Smith, oh, that's awful.
Well, what about Sarah Brown?
I have a violent temper.
Well, I have had complaints about mine,
we'll
too.
We'll fight every day.
And we'll make up every night.
I'll leave you 10 times a year.
I'll always find you. I'll always find you, Sarah Brown.
Oh, darling.
Authorized and empowered by the law to perform a marriage between two people of expressed desire to be married.
Oh, Sam.
I have your license. Wait, folks, I can't marry you. There ain't no license. And in New Hampshire, it takes 5 days to get one.
I have it right here.
How's that?
The license. I have one.
Have what?
The license. Here it is. See? Right here.
I'm a little deaf. That's fine. I'll start the ceremony.
Where did you get
Sam
that license?
5 days ago.
You were that sure of me?
Why, of course.
Fine.
And you have been since the beginning, haven't you?
Well, certainly.
Good.
After all that, do you still expect me to marry you?
I do.
That's it.
Well, I wasn't taking any chances. Do you still think I was presumptuous?
Do I?
Sir, do you really mean it?
I most certainly do.
Then I now pronounce
you made a fool out of me long enough, I'm married.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Just a minute. What'd you say, mister?
Man and wife. It's over, folks. $3, please.
After a short intermission, Mr. DeMille will return with our stars, Carol Lombard and James Stewart, for Act 3 of The Moon's Our Home. Meantime, here's a new kind of quiz, a sort of that reminds me test. Now, I've asked one of our Lux Radio Theater audience, Mrs. Tyler Johnson of North Hollywood, to come to the microphone. I'm going to mention 4 words, and she's going to answer right off the bat just what these words remind her of. Are you ready, Mrs. Johnson?
Yes, Mr. Ruick.
Kitchen.
Cooking.
Dinner.
Dishes.
Dishpan.
Dishpan. Why, red hand.
Good. Last word, gentle.
That's easy when you're thinking of hands in the dishpan. Lux Flakes, of course.
You're a mind reader, Mrs. Johnson. That's just what I hoped I'd remind you of, that Lux in the dishpan is gentle to hands. You know, every woman dreads that red, rough, ungroomed appearance of the hands that we call dishpan hands. And that's why, more and more, women are turning to new Quick Lux for dishes. Because with Lux, their hands stay soft and smooth. Now, we've proved scientifically the great difference between Lux and harsh soaps in our famous one-hand tests. Hundreds of women took part in these tests, and here is what they did. They dipped one hand in Lux suds, the other in suds from another leading soap, under conditions similar to home dishwashing. The Lux hand stayed so much softer, smoother, and prettier that the women themselves were amazed. For example, take Mrs. Bruce Wilkinson, one of the many women who made the test. She says,
my left hand was smooth, soft, and lovely after being a new Quick Lux. My right hand in another soap was so unattractively red and coarse that I was really ashamed for anyone to see it. After this, I'll never use anything but Lux Flakes for dishes.
You'll feel proud of your hands if you use new Quick Lux for dishes. They'll stay so nice. These gentle suds are fast and thrifty, too. So why not get that generous big box tomorrow and use Lux Flakes for dishwashing all the time? We pause now for station identification. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.